It's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Get it? Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to do something that I've tried to do before. I'm going to help people know how to remember the 12 apostles. I'm going to give you a formula that will help you remember them. I'm going to give it to you. It's going to be in 60 seconds. And when we do our DDD. Also, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but probably won't. Why not?
350.
Well, we don't have 350, so we're not going to pay 350. What about a dollar?
I'm giving you no 350.
See, we're not giving away 350. Do we got a dollar?
I gave him a dollar.
There we go. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody knows. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. And we're asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. Okay, now you got to think through this very carefully. It's a mathematical equation. Ready? I want you to think and concentrate. Think through this. If there is a 50-mile-an-hour wind, and you are driving your car against it at 50 miles an hour, when you stick your head outside the window, do you feel the wind or do you look like a dog? That's question number one. And number two is a classic favorite we've brought back for everybody. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? Is it true the owl was correct? I don't know. You know what he said, don't you? Do you remember?
Three.
Yeah, that's what he said, three. I think they were just trying to sell. I think they were just trying to sell more. That's my thought. Okay, also, Bible trivia for a cool yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
This never would have happened if your father was alive.
He's dead?
Yes.
And my mother?
She died of pneumonia whilst... Oh, you were away.
My brothers?
They were all killed by the plague.
My dog, Pongo?
Run over by a carriage.
My goldfish Goldie?
Eaten by the cat.
My cat?
Choked on the goldfish. Oh, it's good to be home, ain't it, Master Robin?
Great sound clip from Men in Tights. Nice job there. What we're doing, we're living life as a Christian, doing that thing, and your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Hey, wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back, and we've got tons of fun for everyone.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever, same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30-year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it, and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser, and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an Owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... There we go. That's a good one. This segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very own good friend, Sue Freeze, also known as... The Termite Lady. You were a little early on that one. But her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms, okay? So when Sue got in the business, she was like, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it clean. We're going to make it so that it doesn't hurt kids, hurt pets, do anything like that. Ecola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting because they're at their 30 year. Come on, people. 30-year anniversary. They're doing $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com. That's ecolatermite.com. Don't forget that Sue has a show right here on KPRZ Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you want that $100 off the termite work or $50 off initial pest control, 1-800-332-BUGS. Very, very good. Say hi to her. Hey, Sue, how you doing? We'll have to have her back in the not-too-distant future. First of all, I want to say I'm going to go different. I'm going to go rogue. Dave's going rogue. Uh-oh. He's going rogue. What does that mean? I don't know. I think every show is rogue. Pretty sure thus far. What we're going to do is a little different. I'm just going to give a prophecy up ahead of time just to blow everybody away. I just want everybody to be surprised. Today, Bill Clinton came out and had a word of admonition for President Barack Obama. You know what he said to him? Did you hear what he said?
I have not heard.
He said, you know that whole healthcare thing? You know that whole thing? That whole healthcare thing? Hey, you know that whole thing? Hey, here's a message for you, dude. Keep your word. Keep your word. Now, let me explain something to you what keep your word means. Keep your word from Bill Clinton means Hillary's running in 2016, so just get ready. So let me say what's going to happen. They're going to get – all the people are going to get on the air, and they're all going to talk about the fact that Bill Clinton said something to Barack Obama, and they're all going to make some kind of proclamation of what that is, what that meant, and, oh, when a president rebukes or admonishes another president, you really got to listen, and so on and so forth. I'm just telling you right now, Dick Morris is going to get on the radio. He's going to get on the radio, and he's going to go, this is a plan from the Clinton clan for Bill to prepare for Hillary's run in 2016. And if any person out there thinks it's any different, then you think there's some, no, that's much more noble than that. You have not been watching the politics of man over the last 50 years.
there is nothing that is done by any politician that is not calculated. So here I am. I'm going on a limb, being prophetic. If I'm wrong, fortunately, I'm not speaking for the Lord, so you don't have to stone me. That would be, I mean, if somebody comes up and speaks for the Lord prophetically and it doesn't happen, you know what the penalty for that is? Death. You know how many times you get to be wrong with God, speaking for God in a prophetic nature? Now, not saying something dumb. Well, we've been doing that for years. You know how you get to miss only once and then you're terminated. So it's a one and done.
It's a one strike law.
Yeah, it's a one strike law with the Lord. So when it's prophetic, that's kind of how it goes. So if you're going to be prophetic for God, you better not be pathetic for God. You better be prophetic, better not be pathetic. That's all I can tell you right there. But right now I'm telling you, Dick Moore's going to come out there and say it's a strategy. All the other people are going to come out and say, oh, no, this is one president trying to admonish another president. You watch. It's all a plan. Come on. You guys got to know that. All right. So there's so much stuff going on. Now that I said that, I want to go the exact opposite direction. Didn't I say I was going rogue? I said I was going rogue, didn't I? I'm going rogue. Is rogue a color, by the way? Is it like beige? Oh, you know, beige. I think we'll paint the ceilings beige. Is it rogue?
Rogue is a superhero with the X-Men.
Okay. Rogue is a superhero with the X-Men. I'm in a lot of trouble. Okay. Let me say this. There was an unfortunate report that did come out, and it has been verified as of yesterday, that only 3% of the target for the Affordable Care Act or the Obamacare enrollment took place. Only 3% of what they were shooting for took place. Okay? So now I'm not a math genius. But if I get 3 out of 100 and somehow I don't fail that test, there could be a problem with that. But let me give you the big caveat to this. The Republicans are being unfair, and it's true, about understanding how many people did enroll. What they're saying is the numbers of enrollment aren't even that high because people who have purchased it or people have it in their actual shopping cart haven't finalized the deal, but they're ready to just push the button to do the shopping cart part. They don't want anybody who's got it in their shopping cart to count as somebody that bought it. I can't go with that. If I'm going to a pizza place, Domino's, whatever, Lucadia Pizza, Pizza Hut, and I've got it in my shopping cart, it's only a matter of hours before I push that button and that pizza's on the way. So I just disagree that, I think they're being a little bit unfair. It's not a good number at all. It's a bad number. 3% is a terrible amount for the response for what they need. They need 7 million people. They got 50,000 people. But I think that the Republicans going, well, it's in the cart, so it's not really bought yet, is like somebody going through the supermarket and putting stuff in their cart, and they're in the checkout line, and they're going, well, they haven't bought it yet because they haven't actually walked through where the plastic bags are. You know, it's bad, but making it worse than it is makes it better than it is. That's not a good tactic from my point of view. Did you get that? Did you understand any of that? Did that make sense? Is 2 + 2 still 4? I hope so. I hope 2 + 2 is 4. If they change that, boy, I'm in a lot of trouble. A couple other things to tell you, and I don't want you to miss some of the amazing things. Here is one of the most important stories of the day. I need my robo-producer, though, to get that one soundtrack ready that had to do with the Flintstones and the other company. Are we ready for that? Do we have that one soundtrack? That one thing? Okay, we're not going to do that soundtrack. The one for our special little toy. The special toy. Oh, yeah. That's it. What we were doing, we were doing a merge joke. You forgot already? Was lunch that good?
Lunch coma.
Okay, mine wasn't that good.
I have it ready.
Okay, can we play that?
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky,
and now David Spoon in the bathtub.
Now, why am I playing Rubber Ducky? Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you why. It's a very big story breaking right last night on the news and all today. The Rubber Duck has been one of two toys nominated for the Toy Hall of Fame. The one toy that didn't make it, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what I said? Didn't make it was the Army Men. Army Men did not make it. Okay, now wait. They still have more eligibility. But this year, the two nominees, get ready, for the Toy Hall of Fame. Guess what they are? They're Rubber Ducky, okay, and chess. Okay. So,
hey, I love chess, Dave, but it's not a toy.
I was thinking, we just did a story yesterday on this guy that played this other guy for chess and won a rematch and won $3.65 million because he won the rematch several years back. How's that a toy? And then the
chess
fact that and the Army Men that they didn't get in, I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt that the Army Men didn't get in. I think Rubber Ducky deserves it. I'm okay with that. I'm not having a hard time with that because, you know, he's got his own song, you know, Rubber Ducky, right? So he's got the song, and that's pretty important. And then additionally, besides having his own song, you know, the thing about the Army Men is they got movies. They got movies and songs and cartoons. But chess, what does chess have? How many songs does chess have? Is there any songs for chess? You know, move slow, sweet rook and bishop. I mean, come on, there's nothing. So I'm thinking Rubber Ducky, I think it does deserve to get into the Toy Hall of Fame. Chess, I'm not that happy with. Army Men, how could that not be in there already with movies and cartoons? And I don't know, doesn't make sense to me. Okay, so there's a lot going on, and a lot of you are thinking, what is he babbling about now? I'm not telling you. Here, we've got a special guest that's coming in just a few minutes, so we're going to be taking our break, and we're going to talk about our special guest about a business expo taking place at a church. It's very, very, very cool. You're going to want to hear about this information. Additionally, in this hour, I'm going to give the formula that's been given out to thousands and thousands of Christians on how to remember who the apostles are. I'm going to give you the formula that tells you how to remember who the apostles are. And that's kind of a quick formula. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll be able to amaze your friends at all the Bible studies. You'll be able to go, hey, I can name the 12 apostles. I mean, it's really cool stuff. Okay. But what we're going to do is we're going to take our break now, come back, and then we'll have our special guest. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, Mark Larson for my friends at Aramco Financial. You've heard me talk with Mehran Aram about all the new regulations coming from government. Some hit on October 1st, and there are others looming for the 1st of January. This is all in the area of reverse mortgages. Now, the reverse mortgage program is alive and well and still there for your opportunity. You really ought to check it out. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you own your home, don't miss the opportunity. And certainly talk to Aramco, talk to Mehran and his team before some additional government red tape is there in January. Call this number, 866-611-30 for Aramco Financial. Ask about a reverse mortgage workshop. There's another one coming up. Ask about a one-to-one session. But the bottom line is, don't wait. It could cost you money by waiting. Find out about the opportunities now. 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
When
KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet.
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
Did you know our city's water quality is one of the worst in the U.S.? Bill Howe Plumbing, San Diego's largest low-cost plumbing company, has the water filtration solution at affordable rate. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I'd say sunny San Diego, California, but right now I'm thinking it's kind of like liquid sunshine-ish kind of stuff. Anyway, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Okay, good. I'm glad you got that. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because it's my handle. There you go. I have in guest. Isn't that great? I love radio. You do just something really goofy, and you say something that's like, hey, well, that sounded really bad. Okay. In studio, I have a guest. It's Craig Wormold. Is that correct?
Correct.
I'm trying to say it exactly. And you're from where?
From New Zealand.
You're from New Zealand. You came in all the way just for the radio
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
Huh?
You know it.
that's very good timing on the flights.
Absolutely.
Nice job on that. What's taking place is tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., right? Tonight.
Yes.
At the Rock Church Point Loma Cafeteria, which is 2277 Rosecrans Street, there is a big business networking event, and it's presented by Business Life Ministry, and that's your baby. Is that
that's
correct?
Right. Correct, David.
Okay, so talk to us about what this business networking event is, and why is it so special? Because I've gone to thousands of networking events.
Yes.
But I've never had a pastor like Miles McPherson speaking at an event that I went to like that. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, obviously we've been developing this for some time now, David. And tonight's really is the quintessential of all of our networking events. And Pastor Miles is going to be speaking, giving an address to the people. And he's passionate about the community. And you'll know that the way he operates and his whole ethos is all about San Diego and all about the larger community. But tonight he really wants to just focus and speak and bring some revelation, I guess, and some inspiration to the business owners and the entrepreneurs and the salespeople of our community. And we're real excited about him coming tonight.
So he's going to get a chance to talk to the business leaders in the community, people
Correct.
That are all responsible for thousands of jobs.
That's
I mean,
right.
just so we understand what's going on. I know that KPRZ is going to have a presence there because
well, that's good.
Because they better.
Okay.
Then, so that would be my first response to that.
Yes.
In getting together for business networking, I think some people think, well, you know, I don't know, is that something I want to go to? And people don't realize these networking events are fascinating. They're like fascinating little organisms of God bringing people together and yeah. having people meet in divine appointments that you would never anticipate.
That's right. Absolutely.
Do you find that happening quite a bit?
Absolutely. You know, what I've experienced is when people position themselves, guess what? God shows up. It's great. You know, it's fantastic. And it's not like other networking events. It's more the fact that you're rubbing shoulders with like-minded believers. And, you know, David, for entrepreneurs, they think a wee bit differently, right? They beat to a slightly different drum, but there's nothing more encouraging or refreshing than being in a room of 300, 400, 500 people that think like you.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
What I love about the entrepreneur and the business person, the person who starts the business, is they typically spell faith risk. And then the other part of it is they spell give it a shot as breathe, because it's like, well, we got to try. Come on. And it's like that attitude is what not just fosters businesses, but it fosters church plants.
Correct.
It fosters people witnessing to other people. It has a much bigger, deeper picture,
yeah.
I think, than people think. Who should come to this? Who should come to this if they decide to come? I mean, I know there's a phone number. I know there's a website. What are these contact points? So if I'm a person listening and it's like, hey, I'm a business owner. I didn't know anything about this. I want to come. What should they do? Should they dress a certain way? Do they bring money? What do they do?
It's a good question. All the above.
Okay. Good answer.
No. But if come tonight, they would come with an expectation that, you know what, they're going to be around other people. They're going to hear something that's going to inspire them. But it's not just about networking, it's about what you can give. And a lot of people will come to networking events and it's more about what I can receive. But the way I look at it, if you posture yourself in such a way that, hey, what can I give tonight? Because you're going to receive anyway. All right. So if you're a business owner, a salesperson, you want to know more about, you know, how do I build my business incorporating biblical truths and really developing on kingdom principles, this is the place to be. Because you're going to be with people that they want to grow their business, but they also want to build relationships, authentic relationships, right, that we find in Christ. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about brothers and sisters, but business people all coming together under one umbrella. We don't like to separate business, church, home, life, family. You know, in Christ, it's all one, right?
Correct.
It's all one.
Right. Now, that's what A.W. Tozer talked a lot about is people coming around going, well, that's my secular life, and then mm-hmm. I have my spiritual life. And he had a great book like
yeah.
that. No. That's the answer to that. The answer yeah. is no. And what's important about this is you said something. Now, I have been to thousands of these. I've done them in New York. I've done them in Cancun. I've done them in Costa Rica.
Wow.
I've done them all over the world. And had a chance to meet very powerful business people and meet the most humble people, which are often more enjoyable to meet sometimes.
Sure.
And the thing that you just said in the very beginning, how that people go there to see what they can get out of it, what kind of business they can generate. That's true. That's that initial
yes.
networking spirit and attitude. As you go there, you think, I want to drum up some business.
Right.
There is a truth that the networking process is built for that. Mm. There's a truth that that's there.
Yeah.
But if you go in with a Christian heart,
that's right.
And you go there and you say, hey, I want to serve. I want to give something here.
Right.
I don't want to just get, because you're right, they're going to get.
Yes.
But you go in and you give and you tell people about it and you develop those relationships. That can change lives.
Yes.
That can change business lives.
Absolutely.
Other people's lives.
That's
it can change somebody's life who starts a business from tonight's meeting and then ends up hiring 30 people, and those 30 people's
right.
lives are changed.
So it's interesting because the whole change is all about influence. And as a ministry, David, one of the premises of business life ministry is entrepreneurs and salespeople, they're out there making a difference, but they're creating influence. And what they're doing is they're becoming the very conduit of the kingdom of God to just flow through and in and through them and into the marketplace. And for so long, there's been this sort of, I guess, misconception that business owners are all about writing checks. But you know what? Hey, there's an element of truth to that. But the reality is it's a place of influence, and the businessman has a sphere of influence. He's keeping people in jobs. He's bringing the kingdom of God into the marketplace real time. It's exciting.
That's great. That's a great way to say it. Here's what we're going to do. Let's get to some of the content points. I'm going to hold you over for an extra session because I got something I want to tell you. Your brain is going to go, hey, that's good.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll do that in a second. But let's talk about a couple of these things. First of all, the phone number that I have listed in case they want additional information, 858-733-1136. Is that correct or is there a different number?
No, that sounds good.
Okay, that's the one that I got around this people. I'm just hoping that's good. 858-733-1136. Here's what I got for a website, businesslifeinstitute.com.
Correct.
Okay, so yeah. We're absolutely positive on one.
We're actually, so if anybody wants to know more about the Business Life Ministry from The Rock, they go to businesslifeinstitute.com.
Okay, and now the event tonight, 6:30 to 8:30, okay, at The Rock Church Point Loma Cafeteria, which is 2277 Rosecrans Street. Now, let's just talk about it. Is there a certain attire, business?
Yeah, you know, it makes sense to dress like a business person, obviously.
Okay.
As long as you're comfortable, right?
Okay, you got to be comfortable, but you don't have to come in.
You don't want to be overdressed. You don't want to be underdressed.
I gotcha. Do they have to pay to get in? Is there a fee to get into the door? What's the process?
No, there's not a fee, but I mean, I think there will be place or room for a donation if you feel inclined.
Okay, and that you kind of leave that up to however the ministry's going or whatever is taking
Correct.
Place. All right,
yep.
So let's do this. Here right now with Craig Wormald, right?
You got it. You're good. This man's good.
I got to stop right there. There, I'm 2-0. I stop right there. We're going to take a short break, come back. I want to talk to him because he brought up something that's really important, and everybody who's listening to me needs to hear this one point. He brought up the salesperson, and I want to talk about the salesperson from a business point of view and from a consumer point of view and the Christian process that's involved there. So I don't want anybody to go in here. I want you to think this through. So we're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Come down, spinning wheel, got to go round.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Sockers, presented by Cox Communications, return to the Valley View Casino Center this Saturday night at 7, hosting the Monterey Flash. It's college night. Show your college ID and get in for just $7 at the box office. Order in advance at Sockers.com. San Diego Sockers, they know championships.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabody's Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market finished with losses today after talks of tapering again struck Wall Street fears into investors. The Dow Jones averaged down 32 points today, 15,750 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ up fractionally about 13 cents at 39.19, and the S&P down about 4.5 points at 1767. A moderately mixed day on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own retirement plans in place, that's exactly the kind of work that I do for clients each and every day. IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, investment planning, and of course, most importantly, retirement income planning. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day, and I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation, 800-727-PLAN. Be sure to ask me for my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-PLAN.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. This little
light of mine. A new trend is sweeping through American churches. I'm gonna let it shine. 58% are leaving the church by age 29. Light that burned bright is being snuffed.
Who said your light was little?
Come and see with new eyes who you really are. Join New York Times bestselling author Ted Decker on Wednesday, November 13th for a free one-night event about you, hosted by C3 Church. Never before has Ted spoken so personally about our true nature in Christ as illustrated in his new novel, Outlaw. No ticket required. Doors open at 6 with book signing to follow. For more details, visit theoutlawtour.com. Join Ted Decker live at C3 Church on November 13th. Read Outlaw and see who you really are. Available everywhere books are sold.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Let me tell you about Zero Res. I could read this whole script for you. You think it's all impressive. They came to my house. They did the carpets. It was fabulous. They were so good. They did the carpets and the upholstery in the KPRZ studio, and they did the carpet and the upholstery in KCBQ. What else? You need something else? You don't need anything else. Right there, $99 special for two rooms with a 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. Plus, if you donate one can of food to the food bank, you also get a 10-foot hallway done free. So it's $99, top of the line. It's not wet and jet. It's the real deal. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com and get more information from them that way. I don't think you need any more of an endorsement than you just heard. I think that'll be at the top of the list. I'm here, and in studio with me is Craig Wormold. I'm working on the name.
You're good, man.
And you tell everybody again, because they're going to say, where was he from?
From New Zealand.
New Zealand. He flew in all the way just for this 15 to 20 minute interview.
There you go.
Coordinated all his tickets. Cost him thousands of dollars. What a guy. Anyway.
Hey, what can I say?
Are you the president, the CEO of Business Life Ministries?
Chairman of the board, correct.
Okay, chairman of the board, Business Life Ministries, presenting tonight a business networking event at The Rock.
That's right.
And so now the reason that I'm bringing this up, and the reason I'm going to, why are you going into a second segment, Dave? You would know, it's like, I'll tell you why, and you'll get it in a second. But it's tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. It takes place at The Rock, at the Point Loma Cafeteria, 2277 Rosecrans Street. And the reason is Miles McPherson is going to be sharing a special message. We're talking about community leaders, community entrepreneurs, people in business who are trying to support San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was something that Craig said that caught my eye, or ear, eye. It caught my eye. I'm on radio. How's that working?
There you go.
And that is that this is for business owners. This is for entrepreneurs. And this is for salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
And see, to me, now that's something that gets missed quite a bit. And that is this. Salespeople can be seen as kind of like a pack of herds of dogs going after people with this viciousness. But without salespeople, 99% of the things you have in your life, and including in your home, you wouldn't have.
Correct.
I mean, there has to be somebody that brings that presentation, mm-hmm. or that element. The problem that I see a lot in San Diego and elsewhere, of course, because I've done business elsewhere, is salespeople don't see themselves with enough ministry respect,
right.
to understand that their very own business is a ministry.
Absolutely. It is. Great. It is. Yeah.
And that's why I really want them to kind of like listen to this and go, hey, I'm a salesperson. I should go to this thing. It's like, yes, you should. You should go to this thing. Do you find that sometimes salespeople, that it's more it's numbers oriented versus kingdom oriented? And it's you know, do you see that happening? Do you see that? Do you see the opposite? Do you see it growing the other direction amongst Christians?
Yeah, well, I'm actually seeing it growing. Yeah, definitely in the other direction, David, because a salesperson effectively is self-employed, right? And there is no greater incentive than hunger. If you don't work, you don't eat, right?
Right.
So the man's got to work. But they are actually, they're a business unit. And again, but they also, when they're in the marketplace, they're in front of people every day. And unfortunately, there is a perception, and I've heard it, and I say to people, hey, you're not just a salesperson, you are the salesperson. And people say, oh, I'll say, what do you do? Well, I'm just a salesperson. No, no, you are the salesperson because you're a person of influence and you're in the marketplace as an ambassador of the kingdom of God. And you know what? You get in front of people, and if you've got a kingdom culture in your style and the way you present yourself to people, the way you package your product, people by default are going to go, you know what? I'm drawn to this guy. I'm drawn to this woman. I like what they're about.
Yeah. I like that. I like the relationship selling element.
Absolutely.
I like that there's a process in business now that has to do with servant selling, which is really crucial. It's approaching whatever it is you're communicating with the heart of a servant.
That's
you
right. know,
you understand you're trying to have the person come on board with you and be a part of your side. But here's something I'd say to all salespeople everywhere, and I would say this to anybody anytime, mm-hmm. and that is not all money is good money. And what I mean by that is you want the best relationships interacting. You want to be serving with the best people. You want to be interacting both on both directions. You want that, not just the person who you sold to, but them with you, that mutual relationship. And you want it to be good.
Yeah.
You want it to be effective, right? Isn't that right. really what it is?
I mean, but all business, it's interesting, companies and business is done by people, David, not by companies or businesses. Right.
right?
It's all people oriented. And you know what? Products are products. Let's be honest. If you're selling a car, you know, most people have preferences, but a car is a car. It gets you from A to B. But you know what? People do business with the guy selling. And if you build rapport, and I'm talking authentic rapport and a good relationship, people are going to want to buy from you.
Let me ask you this one, Kyle. I wanted to ask you the whole interview, so I've kind of waited to this point.
There we
and
go.
It's a real, yeah. And Craig will testify to you right now. There's no pre.
That's right.
We didn't do any pre anything, but I've been waiting. I'm just kind of like, here we go.
I'm flying on the edge.
I have this theory that I believe is 100% correct. I did not make up this theory. It is not my original mm-hmm. theory, but I think it's a theory untaught. And that is this: if you want to be an effective business person, if you want to be an effective entrepreneur, if you want to be an effective representative, or if you want to be an effective salesperson,
mm-hmm.
find a need and fill it.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's just like, find a need and fill it. In other words, that is servant selling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that mindset of going, you know, if you sell a luxury item, maybe it doesn't have the same process. But yet, some of those luxury items can be great stress relievers. And so for another person, it might be much more necessary than the next person. It doesn't matter that issue. You've got to make sure it's right for you and what you present.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in what you're selling, get out.
Oh, I hear you.
Get out.
Oh,
I don't care what it is. If you don't believe it, get out.
That's right.
I mean, do everybody a favor. It's kind of like customer service people at the restaurant. This is kind of like, you know, it's like somebody's a waitress. They hate people, but they're a waitress or a waiter.
What's that about?
It's like, wait a second.
Come on.
Wait a second now. It's a timeout, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of.
That's the wrong fit.
That's the wrong fit right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, every once in a while watching that Undercover Boss, man, does that make me laugh. That's some of those people. Oh, yeah, I can't stand customers. Well, what are you in the business? Oh, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Yeah, that's a little beyond me. So this is a good event. I want people to consider going to this event. You can get in there. You go there to see what you can give. Go there to see what you can provide. Go there to see what you can connect to. And the reason that I support it, everybody knows I like business, okay? Now, I don't like schmaltzy business. I like good business.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, servant selling, servant-oriented kind of mentalities. And all you got to do, it's 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's at the Rock Church. I mean, you can't go wrong with Miles McPherson. I mean, he's going to preach a message.
You get to hear
an inspirational message.
Yeah.
How bad is that? That's awesome, isn't it?
Brilliant. Beautiful.
How'd you get that set up? That's a pretty good deal.
You got to know the right people.
You got a network. I got it right there. Okay. Rock Church, Point Loma Cafeteria, 2277 Rosecrans Street, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Business casual. I mean, that's pretty much what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You get a special address from Miles McPherson. And here's the opportunity for you to connect. If you're a person and you're in sales and you're thinking, you know what? I'm telling you right now, go.
Just go. I agree.
It'll make a big difference, won't it?
Get yourself there. You know, network to get work. Right, but go with a view to serve.
Yeah, and that's good.
I say that to people. I say, how can I serve you?
Yeah, that's a great approach.
People
right
look
there.
At me really sort of strange.
Yeah.
I say, no, I'm genuine. How can I serve you and your business?
You know, it's not wrong to bring your business cards, but it's more important to bring your heart.
There you go.
Okay? I mean, that's really what it is. So we're going over there. You did a nice job, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
So you haven't been on radio before?
First time.
Well, you can't have my job yet, but
I've been told I've got a face for radio, but this is good.
Yeah, we're like that around here, too. Okay, good job on your part, sir.
Thank you.
If you want more information, you want to go to the website, businesslifeinstitute.com. Businesslifeinstitute.com. Now, I just said businesslifeinstitute.com. Okay, just making sure everybody gets a hold of that. Great job, sir. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Ladies and
gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to do, but it'll be fun.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at kprz.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Yeah. David's Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. You should have seen me darting through the hallway as I was knocking. That's what I did. Didn't I do it? I just ran in really fast. Got it as fast as I could. I'm giving him some little pieces and da-da-da. Zoom. He goes, oh, by the way, you're on the air. Like, I am? This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB. Did you look outside? Have you looked outside? Does it look like it's sunny to you right now?
I see an office building from my end.
Yeah, your view doesn't really offer much, I got to say. It's got that hazy, it's going to rain. If it doesn't rain today, it's going to rain soon. It's going to be raining. Man, you better check your roof type of look.
This is my favorite time of year anyway. Bring it on.
Yeah, but it's important because Excalibur Roofing, they can help you check the roof. They do the inspection stuff. Here it is. Whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, it doesn't matter. All their estimates are free. Free. I mean, what a great price. Free. You go to ExcaliburRoofing.com to get more information. Also, don't forget they're running ads regarding a career with Excalibur Roofing, and that would be something that I think most people would appreciate. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Just look outside. Look at your roof. If there's no issues, you don't have to do anything. If a momentary question pops in your head, call 760-743-8803 and get it taken care of. Okay? There. Okay? Okay. Okay. I was really running, huh? I kind of darted through. I'm really lucky that nobody was walking across. That would have been a disaster. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, yeah. That would have been bad. Okay, I'm going to teach you something you've never heard before. Ready? I'm going to teach you how – maybe I taught it before. I can't remember. I'm going to teach you how to remember the apostles. How's that sound? Does that
smart,
sound?
Smart, 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 smart.
It's a good play right there. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to read the name, then I'm going to give you the format. I'm reading it on purpose, so just bear with me. This is Luke 6, 14 through 16. This title would be the Remember the Apostles Formula. See, I try and make things more complex than they are. The Remember the Apostles Formula. Let me just read this to you real quickly. During those days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray and spent all night in prayer to God. When daylight came, he summoned his disciples, and he chose 12 of them, and he also named them apostles. Simon, who he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Now, you can amaze all your friends all you want anytime you go to Bible study. You know when you go to Bible study and you guys are done with the lesson and then you're sitting there and then somebody brought some goodies and you're either having coffee, which you should never have at 9 o'clock after you just had Bible study, or you're having tea, decaffeinated coffee, and usually somebody's brought some kind of treats like Rice Krispie treats or cookies or something like that. Of course, we probably moving more into the fruits and veggies for those of us who are going post 50 here. But anyway, I want to show you a really simple way, and the confusion is understanding one name and where to place it. How about that? One name and where to place it. First of all, as we mentioned, the different disciples, also known as apostles, it turns out that for those of you that have some kind of struggle with the memory formula, remember this, and I think you can do this with me. If you remember the four Gospels were written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew and John are two of the writers of those Gospels, and they're two of the actual apostles. So just remembering the Gospels will give you two, right? Matthew and John. Okay, got it. Second, there is Peter, who's also known as Simon Peter, plus there's another Simon, the Zealot. So there's two Simons. Now watch this. You got to catch this. There's James the Greater and James the Lesser, James the son of Alphaeus. So there's two James. And here's where people get stuck. There's two Judases. One of those Judases, also known as Thaddeus. So you got Matthew and John, two authors that are in the Gospels. Then you have two Simons, two James, and two Judases. Now, if you're counting, you're going, yes, but that only makes up eight. You're correct. Correctamundo. Let me help you. You got Matthew and John, two of the Gospel authors, right? two Simons, two James, two Judases. Ready for this? And Bapt. You want to write Bapt down. B-A-P-T. And you're like, well, what's that stand for? Bartholomew, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas. Bapt. Almost like Baptist, right? Only it's Bapt. You just take off the ist part. So it's Bartholomew, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas. The acronym is Bapt. So in order to remember the 12 disciples, who we also called apostles, you got two of the gospel writers, Matthew and John. Then you got two Simons, two James, two Judases, and Bapt. And that's how you can remember the 12 disciples and the 12 apostles. Do you get it? So that's all you got. And I know that seems a little juvenile. Yeah, when's the last time you rattled off all 12 of the apostles? And so until you're doing that with a great ease, this is a great system to use. It's just one of those little things that helps you understand it. You just remember two gospel writers, Matthew and John. You can get that. Two Simons, two James, and two Judases, and Bapt. Bartholomew, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas. And that's how you can remember the 12 disciples, also called apostles. And they're not to be confused with epistles. That's not an apostle's wife. An epistle is a letter. Just in case you didn't know that, I'm just making sure you know that. Thank you very much. The epistle, not an apostle's wife. Okay, good. All right, we're going to take a break. Why? Because that was funny. That's why we're taking a break. And then we're going to come back. We got a lot more stuff to do, a lot of great stories. I've got the number one story ever listened to on this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience with your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.